The machine, Jack, the polygraph machine. Can you explain that to us, how that thing works?
Sure. Sure. It's a biofeedback instrument. By the way, when you're back at the Department of Defense Polygraph Institute, if you call it a machine, you're fined a quarter. Because see, we all call it a machine.
I can get away
back
with
there.
It. Yeah.
But by the time you graduate, it's an instrument.
Uh-huh.
And so that polygraph instrument has really evolved over the years. We're still basically measuring the same physiological responses. That is respiratory function, electrodermal activity, sweat gland activity, and cardio function. Because all of those things change when a person decides to tell a lie. And the way I explain it in my pretest portion to each person that I polygraph is that this test is really known as a forensic psychophysiological detection of deception test. It's a polygraph. It's a lie detector.
Right.
But that psychophysiological is really the key. The psycho is that little voice that we've all got up there, that little voice that tells us, no, don't lie. Don't lie. He's going to know it. He's going to know it.
Yeah.
And then if they lie and go against that voice, that's when the signal is sent from the psycho to the physiological and innervates the respiratory, the sweat gland activity, and the cardio functions.
The electrodes, are they attached like an EEG heart machine where they kind of stick them on you, or how do you put
them
on?
The electrodes are called actually finger plates, and the finger plates are attached to the left hand on the index and ring finger, and they're just pieces of metal which are designed to pick up the changes in conductivity, because we have that electrical current going through us, and these finger plates will pick up resistance and conductivity. And that will be scribbled out on the chart paper through the polygraph pens. They're held in place by Velcro, not any stick-em
okay.
or anything like that.
But they're just on the fingers.
Just on the fingers, and that's the electrodermal. Now, the tubes that go around the torso are called pneumograph tubes, and they're corrugated tubes, which turn out to be vacuums when you close them off. And so when a person breathes, the expiration and the inhalation are charted on that paper based on the vacuum of the corrugated tubes.
When I would go to my doctor for an annual physical, and he'd always give me a blood pressure test, he'd say, whoa, it's high. And then he'd wait a little bit, and this happened since I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd wait a little bit, and I'd calm down, and I'd be okay. How do you know when you're giving someone a polygraph test that the guy or the gal isn't nervous?
Well, you know what, George? If you come into my polygraph suite to take a polygraph test and you're not nervous on some level, then I'm going to think, what the heck's going on?
Yeah. I mean, the guy could be totally innocent.
Sure, sure. And two groups of people come into my polygraph suite. The people who did it, and the people who didn't do it.
Who did not. That's right.
The people who didn't do it hope I'm as good as I'm supposed to be, and they hope the instrument works, because it's important that everyone know, for example, that the teller didn't take the money from the cash drawer at the bank.
Uh-huh.
And everyone at the bank knows she's going in to take that polygraph test. And so she's hoping that I'm good, hoping it works, and hoping that everyone finds out the truth. And so you bet she's nervous. And she didn't do anything wrong. Then you've got the other group of people. We'll say the person who did take the money from the cash drawer. And they're coming in to take the polygraph. And they're nervous, too. But they hope I'm not as good as I'm supposed to be. And they hope the instrument doesn't work, because they don't want even me to know that they're the person who took the money from the cash drawer. So I meet two groups of people who are equally nervous, for two completely opposite reasons. Now, nervousness within reason is expected and dealt with. Now, if you're bouncing off the ceiling or falling asleep in the chair, then we're going to have problems. But somewhere in between is just perfect for polygraph testing.
Can you see it in their eyes, too? Or does that become a problem when you start looking at body language?
You know, I don't do that. I believe in my charts. I don't prejudge. And that's one of the things I teach young polygraph examiners is don't ever make up your mind how this test is going to turn out based on what you've been told by a detective or an FBI special agent. When I was with the FBI, you know, young agents would come in, they'd say, hey, we think this guy robbed the bank. He looks exactly like the photo, you know, and he's got some red stain on his hand and he's driving a brand new car and there's absolutely no doubt that this guy did it. So let's put him on the polygraph. Well, I really don't want to hear all that, and I don't need to hear all that. All I need to know is who, what, when, where, why, and how, so that if he does fail the polygraph, I'll be informed enough to interrogate him, to say, look, Bobby, there's no doubt, based on my polygraph results, that you did take the money from the Bank of America, but it's not the end of the world. You didn't use a gun, and I can respect that. And I've got to think, as I look at you, what makes a good person do a dumb thing?
Yeah.
And in your case, Bobby, based on what we talked about before about the fact that you've lost your job and you lost the custody of your kids, I think it was stress. Stress made you do a silly thing. And you know what, George? 80% of the time, people end up telling the truth after they failed the polygraph test, depending on who the examiner / interrogator is.
And that test, of course, could never be used, right?
Well, the polygraph
in court
cannot be used in most state courts as evidence. But there are, for example, New Mexico, it can be used as evidence in state courts. Now, in California, it can't, and it shouldn't. And the reason is because in the state of California, you don't have to be certified or licensed to be a polygraph examiner. Anyone can go out and buy a polygraph and make up some website and make up a bunch of lies about who they are and what they've done,
yeah,
and then start running a business.
Right, right.
And so that's scary, and that's something that's got to be dealt with.
Oh my God, yeah.
In this profession, because the weakness in the polygraph profession is not the polygraph instrument. It works. It's some of the people that run polygraph.
And interpretive.